It's 4:30 on the ride home on Friday, and you know that could only mean one thing. It's time for the Outdoors Outlook here on Coast Country. Thanks to Nanticoke Outfitters. And, of course, if you want to book your next fishing or crabbing excursion, do it today at nanticokeoutfitters.com. Captain Dave Fletcher always stops by on Friday afternoon to let us know the hot spots where you can find the best fishing. I guess everywhere technically is a hot spot this weekend, Dave, because of the weather, but you're going to let us know where the fishing hotspots are. Has it been a good week despite all the heat?
You know, it really has been. It's been a great week. We had, you know, one pop-up storm here that was Wednesday evening. But other than that, it's just hot and humid, right? But overall, you just have to figure out how to deal with it so you can get out and still enjoy the outdoors. So let's start in Maryland today. Here's a great one for the kids. The spot and a white perch can be found in Tangier Sound, Pocomoke Sound, and around the mouth of the Nanticoke and Wicomico Rivers. Use bloodworms or fish bites. And I tell you, I just started using fish bites myself over the past week, and they have been a blessing. We have caught a number of fish using these fish bites. And I want to make sure that we talk about the tides. Tides matter. Ebb or flood tides are the good perch fishing tides. You can listen to Gary's report every day. He talks about the high tides in your area, so pay attention to that. The cobia fishing has really slowed down. Guys are still catching them, but it's a little bit harder to find them and catch them. So just keep that in mind if you're heading out there this weekend. Soft plastic frogs over grass beds for snakeheads has been phenomenal. There's been a lot of my friends that have been out catching very large snakeheads in the evening, taking advantage of some of that cooler weather. Crabbing continues to go well. Just remember right now, it seems like anything less than 13 feet is a good depth. Personally, I like the 8 to 10-foot range. Now, looking down to Ocean City, flounder fishing has been really, really good. The water clarity is there. We finally have good water, and the only issue has been the heat. And I think that'll continue this weekend, but focus on an incoming tide when you have some cooler water, and you're really going to find some nice flounder fishing. We're starting to catch sheep's head on sand fleas all around the inlet, and large bluefish have been hanging around the Route 50 bridge pylons as well. Trolling for the bluefish and Spanish mackerel is still good out over the shoals, and that's with a number two planer using a gold or a silver spoon.
Man, that sounds great for our Maryland friends. How about our Delaware anglers?
Yeah, I tell you, Delaware's picked up. I think Delaware is a little hotter than Maryland right now when it comes to the fishing opportunities. Broadkill Beach has been giving up a nice spot, croaker, flounder, and some trout. This is another great one to do with the kids, using bloodworms, fish bites, peeler crab. And I tell you, if you like catching the dog sharks, throw a hook out there with some squid. You will certainly catch some 2 to 3 foot dog sharks. The inner and outer walls, as well as the icebreakers, they're still holding the sheephead and the triggerfish. The Rehoboth and Indian River bays, flounder fishing has really slowed down. The water temp is just too high. So again, only fish on those incoming tides to take advantage of the cooler water. At the Indian River Inlet, early morning tides are bringing in 1 to 3 pound bluefish from what I'm hearing, and they're hitting on 1 to 2 ounce metal lures. Also at the inlet, another great opportunity to get the kids out there. The flounder continue to be caught on that incoming tide from shore. So you don't need to be out on a boat. You can do it from the shoreline between the Coast Guard station and the entrance to North Shore Marina. Minnows seems to be the best bait out there.
Now, Captain Dave, you've mentioned tides several times during this report, and is it imperative to understand how the tide affects the particular fish that you're looking for, or is there kind of like a general rule that you can follow to try to find the best fishing results?
Yeah, that's a great question, Gary, and I'll tell you, the tides matter when it comes to fishing, and the best tides are typically when they're moving, whether it's coming in or going out. But as we get into the summer season and the warmer waters, we're looking for that incoming tide that's bringing in for us. We're getting some of that cooler water coming out of the Atlantic Ocean. And the key to remember is the tide runs on a 24-hour, 50-minute segment, meaning each day the high tide will fall roughly about an hour later than it did yesterday. So real easy, if you get a report for Monday, you can calculate what it's going to be Wednesday or Thursday without hearing your report again. As for what you should be doing this weekend to fish and avoid some more heat, remember, get out early, even fish late in the evening. Fish in the dark, fish late in the evening, break out the thermocell, enjoy the evening, the cool air. Also, try to schedule your fishing with that incoming tide, like I talked about, and take advantage of that early morning hours before it warms up. Gary, that's it for this weekend's outlook. Remember, fish early before the heat rises. Look for incoming tides to get the cooler water. And as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.